The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We begin our impact segment each hour, 20 plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. We're going to digress for a moment. Have you ever watched Mr. Rogers? I think we need a little Mr. Rogers audio to start the program sometimes. Behind the scenes, well, things can happen and things can get a little stressful. I would just yearn to hear Mr. Rogers talk about welcome to his neighborhood, and I want to be his neighbor. Oh, my goodness. What a time we live. I just had a friend of mine message me. He's a veteran. He served this country. He evidently was at the VA, and they tried to arrest him for not wearing a mask. I don't know the ins and outs, but welcome to the world we live in. I walked into the local convenience store, which will go unnamed. Sign on the door. Vaccinated. No masks. Unvaccinated. Wear your mask. The state by which we have the vaccine verification system in the works. Whatever happened to just living your life? And I will say this. I think part of it is on us. We've freely given up a lot of our rights and our freedoms because we bought, well, a narrative that as time goes on, logical people can question whether we've been sold a bit of lies in the midst of also maybe some confusion and information that was ever unfolding. I'm obviously talking about COVID. I will also say, as I've said many times on the program, if you have chosen to take the shot, I say God bless you. I hope you stay healthy. We've never gotten an explanation of what's in either of the three. I guess that's not true. Johnson & Johnson, we know a little bit. Moderna, Pfizer, completely different shots. But we just say, oh, it's the vaccine. Right? If you've had the vaccine, you don't have to wear masks. Quite the opposite if you haven't. And then there's this story. I'll just throw it out there in a headline. Nearly 4,000 fully vaccinated people in Massachusetts have now tested positive for COVID-19. Had a conversation with a doctor the other night. Evidently, there's a phenomenon going on here in Southern California where people are starting to have breathing problems. And I will just say in the back of my mind, I wondered, have they been vaccinated, quote unquote, or not? There's a doctor in Midland, Texas, in Lubbock, Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's on record as saying this.
Working in the ER, I'm now seeing more people come in who are having complications from the COVID shot. They're short of breath for 2 weeks after they received the shot 2 weeks before. They're having temporary neurologic episodes where their legs don't work and they fall flat on their face. They're having dizziness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness and feel like they're going to pass out. And so I'm seeing more, at this point, more complications from the shot in Lubbock, a college town, 18-year-olds coming in excellent health before the shot, coming in 4 days later with 4 days of symptoms, or a gentleman who's short of breath for 2 weeks, or the lady who falls flat on her face. And so I am seeing complications afterwards. That's being reported. But in this last shift, I had no COVID patients come in 48 hours. So we're in a different state now.
Man's name is Dr. Richard Bartlett. By the way, if you listen regularly, I got an email from a listener, Steve, said, hey, you know, you repeat yourself. Steve, each day people listen. Some listen regularly, some not. And some of the most important points of the information. I tend to share sometimes repetitively because I think it's important to get the information out there. And Steve, I appreciate you listening. I've always questioned the idea of when you're sick, when you contract some type of an illness or an infection, one of the, and it's understandable, it's not really discussed in the public narrative, and that's the immune system. Right? I take vitamin D and C and quercetin and a whole lot of other things, zinc, to boost my immune system. And yet I still haven't heard an explanation publicly, let alone just take the jab and be quiet. We have a carnival barker that runs our state. There's a shot of him on Twitter. I'm not kidding you. And I'm not being flippant here. He looks like the Joker's brother. He's smiling, talking about still time to get your vaccination and you may win a $50 gift card. But the question, and we, by the way, we've got wide open phone lines. 888-528-2557. If you care to comment, agree, disagree, you want to share something, our phones are wide open. 888-528-2557. For me, one of the greatest areas of concern that to me just does not add up is if you have had COVID, if you've been infected, there is study after study that says you have a certain amount of antibodies build up in your system. That would be you have immunity in part to it. So why would you need to take another shot? And what about complications from having COVID? You have antibodies in your system, and then you're going to take one of these shots again? Reporter Trace Gallagher shared this recently.
Pharmaceutical companies like Moderna and BioNTech have seen their stock prices explode over the past year for two reasons. One, investors believe their vaccine profits will be enormous. And two, the companies have monopoly control over vaccine production, so the profit streams will continue to be enormous. As a result, the vaccines have now minted 9 brand new billionaires, and 5 of them are associated with Moderna, including CEO Stefan Bancel and Chairman Noubar Afeyan. 3 other Moderna early investors are also now billionaires. BioNTech CEO and co-founder Ugur Sahin is also on the list, along with 3 founders of the Chinese vaccine company CanSino Biologics. And on top of the 9 new billionaires, the vaccines gave 8 existing billionaires an additional $32 billion to mess around with. All told, the new and old billionaires took in about $51 billion. The People's Vaccine Alliance says that's enough to vaccinate everyone in India, as well as an additional 800 million people in low-income countries that have so far gotten a very small share of the vaccine supply. Critics also point out the vaccines were largely financed by taxpayer money and say the company should end monopolies to help boost production. The German company BioNTech says it took a risk by spending billions in private money and deserves to be rewarded.
Huh. Some people got rich. That's a shocker, isn't it? Oh, and then what about my favorite politician? You know, you've seen Anthony Fauci in the news lately and him being acting like a 2-year-old. Hey, if you question me, you're questioning science. And just his predictable response to getting a little heat that is more than well deserved. But you talk about a breath of fresh air on Capitol Hill, and there's very little of that. Senator John Kennedy is the man from Louisiana that I always look to for at least some humor.
Every time I'm asked about Dr. Fauci, I say the same thing. I know Dr. Fauci. I like Dr. Fauci. I respect Dr. Fauci. But Dr. Fauci needs to cut the crap. This isn't about Dr. Fauci. It's not about his feelings. And I'm sorry if his feelings were hurt. You know, maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony. But we're not debating dance moves on TikTok here. We're talking about millions of human lives. And here's what we know. Dr. Fauci gave a lot of U.S. taxpayer money to the Wuhan lab for Chinese scientists to research bat coronaviruses. Neither Dr. Fauci nor any of his people can guarantee us that the Chinese scientists didn't use that money to do gain-of-function research and turn a normal virus into a supercharged virus. They weren't monitored. Dr. Fauci and his people didn't monitor the lab. And it's not like it hasn't happened before. Since 1992, there have been 11 different experiments, widely reported, in which scientists throughout the world and labs throughout the world have taken a normal virus and turned it into a supercharged pathogen. Number two, the biosecurity, and this is in terms of the lab leak, the biosecurity at the Wuhan lab sucked. We know that from American intelligence. And China has a history of lab leaks, 1977, 2004, 2019. Also, since day one, Dr. Fauci and his expert friends have told us, look, the virus occurred naturally. It jumped from a bat through an intermediate host into human beings. Well, it's been a year. Where's the proof? Where's the smoking bat? Do you really think if China could prove that this virus occurred naturally in nature, that it would withhold that evidence? No. It would be screaming it from the rooftop to get the world off its back. And final point. There was an article this weekend in the Wall Street Journal by Berkeley professor Dr. Stephen Quay. And no one's talking about it. But Dr. Quay said, look, if you take the fingerprint from the genome change that turned the bat coronavirus into the supercharged COVID-19 virus, and compare that fingerprint to the fingerprints of the 11 supercharged viruses that I just talked about that have been created since 1992, it's the same fingerprint. Maybe coincidence? But Dr. Fauci needs to address it, and he needs to hit these things head on. Otherwise, it's going to undermine public health, people's confidence in public health, and the American people are going to end up trusting Dr. Pepper more than Dr. Fauci.
Senator John Kennedy is from Louisiana. 888-528-2557. We have open lines. You are welcome to call. Also, let me read this story. Many of you have shared your concerns about reports about an upcoming vaccine verification system. And if you want to weigh in your thoughts, again, call the program, 888-528-2557. This is reported on the Epoch Times by Zachary Stiber. It's entitled, California Introduces COVID-19 Vaccine Verification System. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Is this a good idea? Do you support this? Do you have concerns? Let me read a little bit about Zachary Stiber's take on this. Friday, California rolled out a new system that enables people to obtain proof of COVID-19 vaccination from the state's health system and presented as proof of having gotten a jab. California State Epidemiologist Dr. Erica Pan told reporters, quote, we're better enabling California to verify their vaccination status to ensure our state is in a better position to encourage the best practices for reducing the spread of COVID-19, end quote. Vaccine verification system, dubbed a digital vaccine record, will require people to enter several details like their name and date of birth to get a digital copy of their vaccination record. If their record is found, they will get a link they can use to access their vaccination information, including the date or dates they received doses and a QR code confirming the record is authentic. It's the same information that people say in the paper card that many receive when they get a vaccine. Again, their words, not mine. that being the vaccine. But authorities are recommending the vaccinated keep their paper cards in a safe and secure location and use the digital pass instead. Over 23.5 million people in California have received a COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine, according to state data. Whoever administers a vaccine in the state reports details of the recipient to state authorities. Pay attention to this sentence. Over 90% of the people who have been vaccinated chose to give state authorities their contact information. We'll come back to that one. California Department of Technology developed the free pass, which authorities say is not a vaccine passport. Over half of U.S. states have banned such passports, alleging they present serious privacy concerns and disparate treatment of the unvaccinated. 888-528-2557, we have open lines. According to Rick Clow, California's chief technology innovation officer, quote, this is an opportunity for a resident, in our case in the state of California, to simply have a digital copy of their vaccination record, end quote. The records are being safely stored, he added. Now, what are my thoughts? And then we'll share your thoughts next. We have open lines. 888-528-2557. Let me share one of the sentences that really stand out to me. Quote, this is an opportunity for a resident, in our case in the state of California, to simply have a digital copy of their vaccination record. Over 90% of the people who have been vaccinated chose to give the state authorities their contact information. Here's the question. Do you really think the state has your best interests at hand? And oh yeah, I'll give my private information. We'll enter a digital database. Have at it, state. Take care of me. Protect me. Jab me. Whatever happened to a right to privacy? Whatever happened to people standing for their rights to privacy? It's very interesting to watch the way they're rolling these things out, and they're presenting it as even contact tracing, or you're on the freeway and, you know, the overpass, you'll see the big digital billboard, you know, contact California, enroll in the whatever it is. Like, sure, California, here's everything you want from me. Now you can follow me. You can contact trace me. And a year ago, a little more than a year ago, this type of information, if I heard somebody talking this way on the air, I'm like, boy, that person's kind of paranoid. Things have changed in a year. We've given up a lot of our freedoms willingly because we want to be safe. Please, government, protect me. But a database, a vaccine verification system, those are some of my thoughts. How say you? We have open lines. 888-528-2557. Is this a good thing? Are you not sure? Are you against it? What about getting one of the jabs? I love the terminology. They've changed it now into just take the jab. You've seen a lot of the commercials on TV. Celebrities falling all over themselves. Hey, take the jab. Do your part. Even on Facebook, there is a, you know, when you're watching a video and they interrupt it midstream with some kind of a commercial, there's one, I don't know who the guy is. He's seems like a sweet guy. He represents himself as a pastor. Right in the middle, he basically says, one of the best ways to love your enemy, take the jab. And he's some pastor from some church and who knows where. Is that really about loving your enemy? I'm just asking you. I would love your thoughts, your view. I've got mine. What about you? 888 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. You can also email me at two email addresses, franksontag@kkla.com or franksontag@kprz.com. We will continue with more of this, The Frank Sontag Show, next. Welcome back to The Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Our impact segment, we talked a lot about the vaccine verification system here in California, this idea of a digital ID, vaccine passports, just inquiring as to your thoughts on such things. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. Let us take some calls. At least that's the plan. Denise in Los Angeles, you're on The Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I just wanted you to know I'm for it. So
I
am definitely for it.
What are you for? What are you talking about? You're for it. I don't know what it is.
You asked about the shots, right? If we're for the shots, getting the shots for COVID?
I asked a number of questions. I was just asking for clarification when you said I'm for it, what it is. So you say you're for the shot.
Well, I have the shot.
What shot in particular? Yeah. There's three different ones. They're not all the same thing.
What shot are you referring to? Aren't you referring to the COVID shot?
Well, first of all, why don't you tell me what you know about the COVID shot, and then I'll share what I know.
Well, I know one thing. There's a lot less death going on than when people didn't have it available. And I truly do believe that there would have been a lot of people who are dead right now. If they were given the opportunity to take the shot, they probably would have. See, it's easy for us to sit up and say what we shouldn't do because we're not the ones laying in a grave. So I don't want to put it down if it's actually saving lives.
Okay, but you still haven't explained to me.
I believe in God.
I would love you to explain to me what you're talking about when you say you took the shot and you support it. Do you know anything about any of the shots? Do you know what you put in your body? Have they told you what you put in your body?
We don't never know anything, really, when we take any of the shots.
Of course you do.
It's not like you get a rundown of the other ones when you take them.
Of course you can.
Shot, they don't give you the ingredients with that either.
You can find out of vaccines in the past and what you're putting in your body. Unfortunately,
well,
in this case,
you should be able to find out on this one too.
Well, actually, you don't, because they're not FDA approved. They fast tracked it in terms of an emergency release. There's an emergency youth authorization.
FDA did approve them. Wasn't it an FDA emergency approval?
It was emergency youth use authorization, not the same thing. And we still haven't gotten to the bottom of what shot are you talking
about?
Denise, I really don't want to argue with you. You can have your position. I'm just asking what shot you got. Do you even know what shot you got?
Well, yes, I do know.
What did you get?
I know what shot I have.
What did you get?
I did get the Moderna shot, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking. So you received one or two shots?
I received both.
Okay. So you're supporting the Moderna shot.
I'm supporting any. My sister took the Pfizer. My husband took the Pfizer. My sister had COVID. My sister, brother, and niece, they had COVID.
Yep.
And I don't wish it on anybody because they all felt like they were dying.
Well, 99% of the people that contract COVID survive. And we haven't even gotten into the conversation about...
Not with 600,000 people plus dead. And we don't even know if that number is correct.
We don't, because
it's
probably...
It might be more.
And it's probably less. Actually is the truth. Thank you for the call. I don't really want to argue. I'll just ask specific questions. Finally, we found out that Denise took the Moderna shot and two of them. Okay. The shot is not all the same. Moderna and Pfizer use mRNA technology. The Johnson & Johnson uses a vector vaccine. But we're all for the shot. Let's get the vaccine passport. And people that choose not to get a vaccine, well, sorry, Put your mask on and shut up. And the whole 600,000 people dying, and it's just amazing how some, not all, some have bought a lot of the narrative that the answer to everything is the vaccine. That's why we've only had, or it'd be much worse if we didn't take the vaccine. And you really believe this. I want to know why we don't have basic therapeutics, or why anyone that has stood on the side that has treated people, that have treated people with all sorts of, I think about Richard Bartlett. Here, you want to hear stories that you won't hear? So you've taken the vaccine and everything is good, right?
Working in the ER, I'm now seeing more people come in who are having complications from the COVID shot. They're short of breath for 2 weeks after they received the shot 2 weeks before. They're having temporary neurologic episodes where their legs don't work and they fall flat on their face. They're having dizziness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness, and feel like they're going to pass out. And so I'm seeing more, at this point, more complications from the shot in Lubbock, a college town, 18-year-olds coming in excellent health before the shot, coming in 4 days later with 4 days of symptoms, or a gentleman who's short of breath for 2 weeks, or the lady who falls flat on her face. And so it's, I am seeing complications afterwards. That's being reported. But in this last shift, I had no COVID patients come in 48 hours. So we're in a different state now.
So who's that guy? Who's that quack? Guy's been practicing medicine for 30 years. 30 years, his name is Dr. Richard Bartlett. And one of the many areas of this whole, and I'm not here to be controversial. Some listener emailed me yesterday and said that he listens to me for entertainment purposes. Yeah, this is just a big joke. 600,000 people die. Ha ha, this is really funny stuff. You've got people like Dr. Risch from Harvard, an epidemiologist that said hundreds of thousands of people didn't have to die. But we don't have standard basic therapeutics, early intervention. There's a story I read yesterday, ivermectin. Tons of people, their health turned around. How many people could have been possibly saved if ivermectin was approved? Hydroxychloroquine, oh no. No, that's bad stuff. But take the jab. It's all going to be good. You've got a carnival barker falling all over himself, pushing, oh, vax lotteries. You're going to be a millionaire. Oh, by the way, take the vaccine. You may be a millionaire. Would it not be refreshing if we had people in positions of authority and power that would rationally and logically explain the benefits of taking a shot, as well as some of the risk, versus, hey, you can get free pot at your local head shop. There's a reason to get vaccinated. Or here's a $50 gift card. Hey, free Magic Mountain tickets. Now, I'm not necessarily for or against it, but I'm for freedom of choice. Previous caller said, there's no way we know what we're being put in, like a flu vaccine. With respect, that's ignorance talking. Of course you can find out certain things of FDA-approved vaccines of the past where you know you're putting certain things in your body. This one, not so much, way too early in the process. But here's the X factor. This is about fear. This is about global fear. Getting people to do things and allowing decisions to be made by which normally you wouldn't be willing to go along with things, but because you're so terrified of a virus. By the way, this isn't the Black Plague. This isn't the Spanish pandemic of 1918. But boy, you listen to some of these people. This is, I got to be careful here. I don't want to minimize And I don't want to somehow present this as just a carnival sideshow. But I got to tell you, this is on us. God gives us an intelligence. We need to use our intelligence. We need to be discerning. Find out what you're doing ahead of time. Find out what the concerns are of taking a shot. Find out what the attributes are. And what about things like just basic good immunity? Don't get me going on the American, the leading cause of death in America. We've got problems with heart disease and obesity. We don't exercise. Our diet is not the best. And somehow, give me the shot. I want you to please protect me from this bad, horrific virus. If you've sold your soul, given it up freely to fear, to the fear mongers, to the fear porn, I pray by the power of God that I will be rebuked if I'm wrong here. But wait till we start hearing about the variants this fall. My concern is this was just a big test run. And if we're dumb enough to go along with it, yeah, let me give you my private information. It'll go into the government will have it digitally, and they're going to be there to protect me. Oh, by the way, they may take my guns away. They may want to defund the police. Heck, we live in a time where white supremacy is the greatest domestic scourge of America. That's the junk they're telling us. Let's defund local law enforcement. Let's teach critical race theory, identity politics. Let's watch television, and this month, an entire month, June the 1st to June the 30th, this is Pride Month, not Pride Day, not Pride Week, where we celebrate what I believe is someone's personal right to choose to live their life the way they choose to live it. God bless them. But I don't have to have it jammed down my throat like it's an entire month of pride and we need to fall all over ourselves celebrating these heroes because somehow they're living to be them. And last little thought here, and we'll break and come back with calls. I'll be doggone if I'm so stupid to go along with a propaganda campaign that a biological guy should be able to be a woman, quote unquote, compete athletically, or they should be able to go into a locker room of a high school or take a shower with your daughter. And if you speak out against it, you're the problem. That is about as evil manifest as anything I've ever seen or heard. And there are people. Oh, yes, equity, inclusivity. That's what it's about. Little Johnny, who's 6 years old, not sure if he's a boy or a girl. Let's let him make his decision for himself. When I was six and we celebrated Halloween just to get candy, if someone was to put a mound of candy in front of me at 6 years old, do you think I was smart enough not to try to eat the whole thing and get sick? But we're going to let them decide. I'm a girl, I think. And parents falling all over themselves? Oh, boy. Satan is having a party. And here's the last thing, and this may be my last day on the air. I don't know. Satan's having a party, and you know who he's really celebrating and having a laugh at? The Christians that identify themselves as Christians and don't stand for biblical values or what Scripture says. We have an administration right now. You're Christian and you support abortion? Third trimester abortions? And you go, well, it's a woman's right to choose. She should, it's about reproductive health care. And you say you're Christian. I will tell you one thing. God's not missing anything And the God of the Bible, yes, he's love, but he's also a judgmental God. God, help us. But you think I'm going to go along with a vaccine passport or a digital ID system where they're going to put something in my body? No, thank you. And we will see what is to come. But to put my trust and faith in a government? I'll leave it at that. Open-ended and rhetorical. 888-528-2557. I've shared my thoughts. What are yours? We will take calls, your calls, next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Before we go straight to the phones, I want to share this thought. If you are not on my mailing list, a program like today would be a good example of just maybe considering doing so. We never know things, but if you're not on my mailing list, I highly suggest that you do so simply by going to franksontag.com. And I'll leave it at that. Let us take some of your phone calls. Daryl in Claremont, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, love your show. I got something to say about these shots. I am appalled by our politicians making it a joke. I had the shot. I had a stroke because of the shot, a mini stroke, TIA. I spent thousands of dollars getting my heart, vascular system all checked. Absolutely nothing wrong. And the doctors are 100% convinced it was shot-related. I'm post-COVID. I'm a long hauler. But, it's disgusting.
Now, when you say
people don't want to take it.
When you say you took the shot, which one did you take?
I took Johnson & Johnson.
So you
3 days after I took it, I had a mini-stroke, yes. And the same day I had my thing, it was the same day they came out and said, oh, we need to stop this.
Yeah. How are you now?
I mean, I'm okay. It's caused a lot of problems. I'm into what they call a post-COVID recovery program at a big hospital here in L.A., one of the best. And I'm getting there. It also turned out to be I have fibromyalgia, which never had that until after the shot either. So if they think this is all like hunky-dory and great, there's a lot of people like me in this program.
Daryl, I thank you for the call, and I pray and am hopeful you're on the mend. Thank you for sharing today. Aaron in Tustin, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how's it going, sir?
It's another day. God is in control, and I'm grateful for your call.
Amen to that, brother. Make it short and simple. I do not agree with this vaccine. I've never agreed with it. I've never agreed with the whole concept of us having this COVID-19. No, I'm not a medical student or anything in the medical field, but I'm just going off of my discernment that the Lord gives me, and I don't agree with this. I don't think that anyone should be putting this in their body. We don't know what's out there. We don't know what's in it. The information that I've received and that I've researched myself has shown me that this is something that we should not be putting in our bodies. I agree with everything that you say. I listen to you every single day. I agree that, you know, that Satan is definitely busy right now. And my only thing is the fact of what happened to the common cold and the common flu? Did those things just vanish? Because everything that you do now, everything that you say, every little illness or symptom that you have is considered COVID. So did the cold and the common flu just vanish? Or are we all under some conspiracy, you know, umbrella? You know, that's just my take on it right now, Frank.
Aaron, thank you for the call. And God bless you, brother. You know, one man that I really honestly am in somewhat of in awe of his, not only his courage, but his candor would be Charlie Kirk. Charlie's on this radio station late at night. He's a talk show host and has been at the forefront of challenging a lot of what we are told may or may not be true. Recently, he had a conversation and shared the idea of everything comes at a cost. And why is it that we don't stand against some of what we are being told? He went into about 40 seconds of a very articulate thought about we may lose something. Here's a little of Charlie Kirk.
Well, and we're playing along because so many of us, we have something to lose. So I think they're actually using our nice lifestyle against us. So many people across America are saying, you know, I would speak out, but my kid might not get into college. I would speak out, but I might lose my country club membership. I would speak out, but I might not get a bonus from some corporation. So they are using our very comfortable lifestyle against us. And until Americans start to realize that this is going to cost you something to actually speak your mind and have some courage. And again, they want to limit the spectrum of acceptable political opinions. And insofar we play by their rules, we are always going to be playing catch up. That's why we must actually be the true ambassadors of free speech, not refereed speech.
Now he's talking a little bit about cancel culture. You may say, what does that have to do with this? Well, if you speak out against this man, this is his response. And there are millions of people that go along with this thought process as if this man knows everything about this virus and were to do whatever he says.
As attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. What's going on.
Yep. You have to be asleep
science
not to see that.
Science and the truth are being attacked.
Science and the truth. So you've been consistent. You know the truth. There's no other science that may question what you've had to say. What about when you said we have to wear three masks?
We don't really need to argue about whether three masks might be dangerous. There's no evidence that three masks do any good. There's very, very little evidence that two masks or one mask do any good. There's one good clinical trial about masks and the coronavirus. It came out in November. It's been very conveniently memory-holed by the media since then. And what it showed was very clear. Masks do not protect the wearer from the coronavirus. Okay, so in the face of that, before, both before and after that, the CDC and various other places have come up with a bunch of theories about how masks, are source control, and my mask protects you, even if it doesn't protect me, although maybe it does protect me, and, although it doesn't really, because there's no evidence that it actually does. And here's what you, when you try to graph mask mandates on a sort of national or regional or local level against changes in the coronavirus over time, against changes in infection rates, you find absolutely no comparison, no way to track any, that there's any relationship. Okay, so if you look at California versus Florida, that's one that people like to show because California, heavy mask mandates, lockdowns, lots of rules. Florida went exactly the opposite way. The virus essentially behaved exactly the same in both places.
Man's name is Alex Berenson. He's a researcher and seems to know a lot about viruses and the like. Nick in Winchester. Where is Winchester? Is that Westchester?
That's Winchester, sir. It's about 20 minutes north of Temecula in Southern California.
I've never heard of it. I'm grateful for your call. You've got about 90 seconds. Nick, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, sir. I actually just wanted to say, you know, this whole unvaccinated, wear a mask is very 1940-ish. Nazi, where's your Jewish badge? And I'm really scared of how this is going. And even some of the things that Dr. Fauci has said reminds me very much to that era and time frame, and I don't know how people don't see it.
Well, let me respond. Nick, thank you. I will say this again. If we were to have this conversation a year ago, I would think, what are these two guys talking about? A lot has transpired over the last year plus. We have been willing, as a mass society, been willing to go along with a lot of things. And now vaccine passport or this digital ID system. when you just look at the coronavirus, are we talking about decimation? We're talking about 99 point whatever survival rate. And how do we not start there and work our way back? Because of fear. This is about the pushing of global fear and terror. And so many people just go belly up. That's a tragedy and a travesty of epic proportions. This is the Frank Sontag Show.